Morning. Well, first I want to say thank you to Rob and the kids for doing such a great job of making clear this passage that God had a plan to make Jesus king in a much, much greater way than anyone ever imagined. And that the line, if you can still remember it, is what? Do you remember? What was the tagline that was on there? Remember that God's plan is... Yeah, let's say that. Remember that God's plan is bigger than yours. So remember that God's plan is bigger than your plan. It's bigger than my plan. And I get the privilege of talking for a little bit in order to answer an important question, which is simply this. So what? I mean, what difference does it make? What difference does it make for if I remember that God's plan is bigger than my plan? So what? So this morning, I simply want to do quickly two things. Is to touch on two differences that I believe it really does make. Two reasons why remembering God's plan is bigger than our plans really helps us in our day-to-day life. And here they are. First, number one, we don't live in Disneyland. Sorry, kids. We don't live in Disneyland. Sorry to burst your bubble, but your dreams will not come true. Nah. It's kind of funny because that's the Disneyland tagline, right? But let me just say that again slower for you. Your dreams will not come true. Remembering that God's plan is bigger than our plans means that it is 100% certain that your dreams, the way you envision your life to unfold, will not happen. At first, this does not sound like good news, but it is. Why? Because in the end, it softens the blow when our world comes crashing down, which it will. When our plans for life are frustrated and seem to come to nothing, then we have the great comfort of knowing that God's plan is bigger than the plan you and I have. And we are a part of that great big plan. In fact, we have the even greater comfort of knowing that our plans for life needed to be disappointed so that we can learn to put our hope and trust in the God who has this great big plan. For example, getting really sick before, you know, a vacation or like spring break or before you retire, you know, that sucks, right? That is not fun. That is not part of anyone's plan. But if we remember that God's plan for us is to raise us into a body that will never die or feel pain, then that makes a difference. It doesn't make the bad thing good, but it really takes the edge off despair. Right? When our plans for life blow up, then it's not the end of the world anymore. Why? Because we remember that our plans needed to be disappointed to make way for the even better plans that God has for us. So first things I want to point out is that we don't live in Disneyland. Your dreams and my dreams will not come true. They won't roll out the way we think they will. But that's okay. Because God's dreams for you will come true. And his dreams are way better than ours. So the key here is then that we put our trust in God. And that we're not surprised or discouraged when our own plans seem to come to nothing. We just remember, what? That God's plan is bigger than yours. Right, so that's number one. Number two is this, is that life is not about getting it all right. It's about praising Jesus. What really struck me in this passage that was just read to us about Jesus entering into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday was that all of the people, I mean, we know this, they didn't know this, but all of the people there that were praising Jesus had actually got it wrong. They didn't really get who he was. They all had him wrong. All of them, even his closest disciples, 5 days later would at least abandon him, if not cry out to kill him. The person that they thought Jesus was at this point, heading into Jerusalem, was not who he actually was. And yet, I mean, but what they were saying, I just got to make one point. What they were saying was correct. He truly was the king. He was the king that was coming. He just wasn't what they had in mind when they said the word king. But here's the amazing part. Is that Jesus welcomes their praise anyway. Jesus welcomes their praise anyway. In fact, we read that when the Pharisees asked Jesus to rebuke and stop his disciples, to tell them to quit it because they don't know what they're doing, He responds with these words. He says, if they keep quiet, I tell you the stones along the road would burst into cheers. Even though they didn't get it, even though their plans for Jesus were so much smaller than what the Father had planned for his Son, Jesus still accepts their praise and welcomes them. And it's the same for us. None of us really understand the depth of who Jesus is and what he accomplished and continues to accomplish through the work of his Holy Spirit. So we need to remember that God's plan is bigger than our own. When we praise God, we have in mind something so much smaller than the truth of how much more God has really done through Christ. But Jesus makes it clear that that the Pharisees, those who would stop us from praising him, are wrong. We are not to wait until we get it right or until we really understand who Jesus is to praise him. On the contrary, we are to praise Jesus for even the smallest thing. In fact, even if the thing we are praising Jesus for is a misunderstanding on our part, we are still welcome to come and praise him. He will correct us in his time and in his way. Because since God's plan is bigger than our plan, we then have this confidence that Jesus is bigger than what we imagine him to be, and that he still welcomes us as we are. So if you are thankful for anything that Jesus has done, then the key here, I think, is don't be shy in giving him praise, because it is 100% guaranteed that he's even better than you think he is. So remember that God's plan is bigger than yours. This means that you don't live in Disneyland. Your dreams won't come true. But that's okay, because God's dreams are better. And on account of what Jesus Christ has done, God's dreams are guaranteed to come true. Because of Jesus, all of us who believe in him have the certain hope of living the life of God's dreams, not our own. A life that is far beyond what we can imagine, even if we don't really get it. And there is one thing that is obvious, then, according to this, because of this, is point number two, that we don't need to be shy when it comes to praising Jesus. He wants us to praise him, to express our feelings of gratitude and thanksgiving to him. And more than this, no matter how big you imagine him to be, he is greater still. And this leaves us with two things that we know for certain. First, Jesus will welcome your praise. He will. And Jesus is worthy of that praise. Far more worthy than perhaps we'll ever know. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for your great grace towards us. That even as we come to you so many times, as these disciples of yours came to you on Palm Sunday, praising you and giving thanks for you, but not really getting what you're about, we thank you that you don't turn us away, that you draw us to yourself, no matter how much we have failed or how much we get it wrong. You welcome our grateful praise. And Lord, we thank you that one day when your Son returns, our eyes will truly see you for who you are. And we wait in eager expectation for that day. In Jesus' name, amen.